the takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
Let's go straight to the ground. I'm John Huckenberry in Iraq, where they have dubbed this National Sovereignty Day. Of course, the Obama administration and the Pentagon are calling this the deadline for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraqi cities. Joining us now, Ahmed Ali in Baghdad. Good morning. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
And Tigreed Karakali in Erbil, Iraq. Tigreed, good morning to you. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon.
I should say to both of you, marhaba, and how do you feel this morning? Ahmed, let me begin with you. Is this National Sovereignty Day as U.S. forces pull back?
Yeah, great day for Iraqis, and lots of people are celebrating this occasion. I'm really, really happy. The Iraqi people are happy for the occasion. And we hope that all the foreign troops will leave the country. The sons of the country will be responsible for the security of this country and no one else.
Well, you're joining the celebrations of many who we've already heard this morning on the takeaway. Tigreed, in Erbil, is there a sense of happiness and anticipation about U.S. forces moving back or more a concern about security?
Well, I'm more concerned about security. To be honest, yes, I wish to see that day of having a secure country with no occupation. Of course, I'm really dreaming of that day. But still, this country is not stable. I cannot understand if the Americans and Iraqi government think that this is the right time for the leaving of the U.S., because they came in 2003 with a plan, and they still don't have a plan yet. And with all this chaos in Iraq, I cannot understand why they're leaving now without fixing all the problems they did in Iraq.
Well,
everything is ruined. Everything is not stable. And I cannot understand how come that Iraqis themselves could handle this alone.
Well, Tigreed, let me ask you a question that speaks directly to the challenges ahead for the Iraqi security forces. Are you more likely to celebrate Iraqi National Sovereignty Day or Kurdish National Sovereignty Day?
I'm not Kurdish. I'm Iraqi, and I'm in origin from Baghdad. But I live in a Kurdish area because of the security, because I've been threatened when I was in Baghdad, so I had to move, and I moved to Kurdistan region for the security.
So it's safer in Kurdistan these days?
Yeah, it's safer. Yeah.
Now, what about the south of the country? That, of course, is a very different population than even the Sunni Baghdad region and Kurdistan.
Well, I'm not sure about the security in south of Iraq, but where I've heard from some friends that it's safer. It's not really safe, but it's safer comparing to Baghdad.
Well, Tigreed Karakali in Erbil, Iraq, where it's safer than Baghdad in all of those cities. The U.S. forces have moved out under the deadline, which was today, June 30th. Also, Ahmed Ali in Baghdad, very, very happy about what is being called National Sovereignty Day in Iraq. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.